Please join me in prayer. God of Lent, Jesus, living water, Spirit of the farthest reaches of mystery, we gather in awe and thanksgiving and trepidation this morning. We stand stunned by your power and your presence in a grain of wheat fallen to earth to die and then grow green and gold anew, in the bread rising, in the bread broken, in the bread shared. We stand stunned at your power and presence in the water and the fruit of the vine, in the tears of the newborn child of Bethlehem nourished to life at his mother's milky breast, in the anointing wash of baptism from his cousin John, in the water from his own side running down the rivulets of history for all of us. Bless with the hospitality of your endless mercy our meal of Lenten preparation together today, food in the eating place, drink in the drinking place, and bless with your power the lives of all those to whom we are indebted for this, and for all food, and for song, music, in the singing place. Bless the living waters of the earth, bless the good and endangered earth, faithful season after season, even when we are not faithful to it. Fed again with the bread of life and the cup of mercy, lead us anew deeper into this Lenten season, fraught as it is with the terror and beauty of life. Prepare us, who would also be your journeying people, to stand by Jesus, who would be your way, come what may. In anticipation of the joy yet to wash over us, we and all the church say, Amen. As you heard in the text from Exodus, Moses and the whole congregation are journeying by stages. Jesus is also journeying by stages across these 40 days of Lent. Alone in the wilderness with the demonic one, crowded about with the people in need of healing and feeding, and gathering scorn from some of those who would plot his death. It's already happening. We are journeying too with Jesus and remembering Moses and the congregation and the woman at the well and pausing to break bread together, food in the eating place, drink in the drinking place, bread and drink for the journey. But the congregation is cantankerous. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? To kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" Now, Moses in turn complains to God about this ruly and ungrateful people, but of course, the people are right. They know that water is life, and they know the waters of life. We were born in it, our mother's warm womb waters, and it's surer than taxes that we'll die without it. Millions of creatures have lived without love. Not a single one of them has lived without water. Life itself likely emerged from the waters of the sea, and most life is still in the salty brine, though much of it is dying there as well. The planet, you know, should really be dubbed water, not Earth, since, like your bodies, it's 70% water. So when the people cried out for water in the wilderness on their journey, they were only insisting on what their lives had to demand. Their thirst had to be quenched, or they and their children and their livestock would surely die. Nyla and I live in the high mountain desert of New Mexico. The sanctuary of our congregation has a trough that runs the full length of the eastern wall of the nave. The desert sun shimmers on the water in that trough as the light pours through the glass spaces that are set between vertical timbers and discrete sections of brick adobe wall. The sanctuary water is moving, and that trough is an acequia, the desert irrigation ditch of 400 years of Hispanic farmers and hundreds more years of the native peoples of that desert. When the waters of life flow in the acequias, life blooms along them like an Isaiah vision. When it does not, the livestock and the people must move or die. In our sanctuary, that acequia is the baptismal font. The waters of life in the desert mirrored in the waters of life of the desert. We are all haunted by waters. The congregation on the hard wilderness journey with beleaguered Moses could no more forget the life-giving Nile than the peoples of Aotearoa, New Zealand could forget the oceans and rivers and fjords or the melting glaciers, or the peoples of the United States Southwest could forget their acequias, or the woman at the well could forget her request for living water. We're haunted by the waters of life. Moses takes the rod, the staff, the same one, had at the Nile, and he strikes the rock for water. The poet Maya Angelou writes of the rock and the river. But today the rock cries out for us, clearly, forcefully, come. You may stand upon my back and face your distant destiny, but seek no haven in my shadow. I will give you no hiding place down here. Across the wall of the world, a river sings a beautiful song. It says, come, rest here by my side. Each of you, a bordered country, delicate and strangely made proud, yet perpetually thrusting under siege. Today I call you to my riverside, if you will study war no more. There is a true yearning to respond to the singing river and to the wise rock. So say the Asian, the Hispanic, the Jew, the African, the Native American, the Sioux, the Catholic, the Muslim, the French, the Greek, the Irish, the rabbi, the priest, the sheikh, the gay, the straight, the preacher, the privileged, the homeless, the teacher. They hear. They all hear the speaking of the tree. They hear the first and last of every tree speak to humankind today. Come to me here beside the river. Plant yourself here beside the rock. The horizon leans forward, offering you space to place new steps of change. Friends, this Lent, the whole planet, planet water, is journeying by stages. We could say that what we see on the horizon leaning forward is a ship on the vast waters of space. But which ship is it? It might be the little boat of the Children's Defense Fund that sails for all the children of the world and their precarious future. Their slogan is, "Dear Lord, be good to me." The sea is so wide, and my boat is so small. Dear God, let us be good to the children of the world. Their boat is so small. But you know what? Our boat is small now. We're all at sea. The planet is vulnerable. We're all boat people now, you know. Or maybe the little ship on the horizon that leans forward with space to place new steps of change is the good ship Oikoumene, rocking on the waters. The Oikoumene ship is the logo of the World Council of Churches, and Oikoumene means the whole inhabited earth. It's Habitat Earth, our ship, the one where we're all on board together, the Catholic, the Muslim, the French, the Greek, the Irish, the rabbi, the priest, the sheikh, the gay, the straight, the preacher, the privileged, the homeless, the teacher. Or maybe the ship on the horizon is Noah's little ark, the ark of life itself, carefully adrift on the haunting waters of deep space. Earth, the ark of life. Earth, the only home to life known to date in the whole universe. Apparently, good arcs, like good planets, are hard to find. Earth, the ark of life, God's covenant with creation. And guess who the sailors are? Dear Lord, be good to us on this journey. The sea is so wide, and our boat is so small. Let us pray. Lord God, you called Moses and the congregation and the woman at the well, and you called this congregation to Lenten ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet uncharted, through perils unknown. Feed us with the bread of life in the eating place, and the fruit of the vine in the drinking place, that we might have faith to go forth with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ, the one who goes before. Amen.